High School Basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Even if the U.S. wasn't so good, the U.S. team is very good.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to York High School for Sub-District Championship Basketball tonight. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks and the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines in this championship matchup, with the winner moving on to the district championship game next Monday night. And next Monday night's game will determine who's going to the state tournament from this district. We have the sub-district championship game here tonight. Blaine Bulis with you. St. Cecilia Bluehawks opening up at this tournament the other night, winning over Fairbury by the score of 78-35. Now, the Bluehawks in that basketball game, 30 out of 45 from the floor, 67% from the floor, had a 39-17 lead. At halftime, Dalton Seeley scored 19 of his 28 points. In the first half, St. Cecilia gained control pretty early in that one, went on to win the ball game by the score of 78-35, out rebounding also Fairbury Jeffs by a 30-15 margin. St. Cecilia coming in with 20 wins and one loss on the season. The Bluehawks have won 15 games in a row. They have not lost since December 22nd, so they have not lost in the calendar year 2010, losing that game at Gretna after their first five wins. And now the Bluehawks have won 15 games in a row, including that sub-district first-round win over Fairbury, 78-35 on a Tuesday night. So Kevin Asher's ball club coming in, shooting the basketball real well on Tuesday night. I mean, 67% outstanding. For the season, the Bluehawks are shooting 50% from the floor, 54% from two-point field goal range, and another 36 from three-point range. So the Bluehawks shooting at a 50% clip this basketball season and holding its opponents to 32% from the floor. That St. Cecilia defense has risen to many occasions this year, holding the opposition to 32% shooting from the floor this basketball season. St. Cecilia, again, only turning the basketball over about 9-10 times a game. The opponents 14-15 per contest. St. Cecilia coming in averaging 59 points a game, and that defense giving up only 36.5 points per contest. So St. Cecilia, the Bluehawks, the two-time defending state champions, have things going again this year, and they're in the sub-district championship tonight and look to advance to that district title game on Monday and then the state tournament after that. But the Wolverines of Wilbur Claytonia come in with some great credentials also. They didn't get here by doing it with Mears. They've won 20 ball games, lost only two this basketball season. Wilbur Claytonia comes in on a 10-game winning streak. Their only losses this year was to Lincoln Christian, 59-51 on January 12th, and to a 20-3 Johnson County Central team out of Class C2, 40-38 on January the 25th. So the Wolverines have played a lot of C2 competition, a lot of C1 competition, and they have won 20 games. They've lost only two. We can give you some comparative scores, though. One of those losses for the Wolverines to Lincoln Christian, 59-51. Lincoln Christian is a team St. Cecilia defeated 78-37 on January 9th. So the Bluehawks defeated Lincoln Christian on the 9th of January by 41 points, and Lincoln Christian later in that week defeated Wilbur Claytonia 59-51. These two teams have also played a Lincoln Lutheran. St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Lutheran 71-33, and the Wolverines also defeating Lincoln Lutheran, but only 55-43. Some of the victories for Wilbur Claytonia include wins over Sandy Creek on the season. They defeated Milford three times this year, including the other night in the first round, where Wilbur Claytonia defeated Milford for the third time this season. On the Tuesday, Wilbur Claytonia defeated Milford by the score of 40-37 in that contest. And in that basketball game, the leading scorer for the Wolverines that night was Sam Neumeyer. He had 19 points to lead the way. He averages 11.5. Had 19 the other night. Wilbur Claytonia outscored Milford 14-11 in the second half of that ball game, a low-scoring game, 40-37, as St. Cecilia will face the 20-2 Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines. We will take a timeout, and when we return, we'll give you the starting lineups, the first period play-by-play after this 1 minute timeout.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teams for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Stop by the Coin Center in downtown Hastings at 115 North Denver. The Coin Center is your headquarters for coin collecting, selling coins, coin supplies, coin folders, and reference books. If you don't see what you're looking for, special orders are no problem. The Coin Center is always interested in buying your coins, tokens, and paper money. Think you have a rare coin? They do appraisals too. Open Monday through Saturday 10 to 5. Call 462-6467 or stop at the Coin Center, 115 North Denver in downtown Hastings.
And welcome back to York High School, the playing of our national anthem before the Sub-District Boys Championship basketball game, the Class C1 Sub-District 6 Championship, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, the Wilbur-Titonian Wolverines. For St. Cecilia, they'll start Dalton Seeley, a 6'2" in senior, averaging 14 points, 3.7 rebounds. Paul Gettert, a 6'4" senior, 10.6 points, 8 rebounds per game. Zach Sturup, a 6'10" junior and center, 12 points a game, 8 rebounds. At the guards, Bo Schwenk, a 6'2" senior, 7.7 rebounds, and Joe Ryan, a 6'2" and senior. Joe on the season, averaging 5.4 points and 1.6 rebounds. For the Wolverines, Timberadas, Wolverines of Wilbur-Claytonia. We'll start Mason Needles. He's a 6'2 senior. He's the leading scorer on the season at 12.2 points, 3.7 rebounds. Did not score, though, in the victory the other night over Milford. Sam Neumeyer, who had 19 the other night, 6'2 senior, will start, 11.6 points, 4.6 rebounds. 6'7 center is Andrew Jeffrey. He's a senior, averages 6 points, 4.8 rebounds. Andrew Fryer is a 6'3 senior, averages 10.3 points per game and 3.3 rebounds. And Hayden Sherman is a junior, a 5'9 junior, 4.2 points, 1.3 rebounds. So four seniors and a junior start for the Wolverines. Needles, Jeffries, Neumeyer, Sherman, and Fryer. I'll go around that 6'2", 6'3 area, except for Sherman, who's 5'9", and Jeffries, who's 6'7", before the Wolverines. St. Cecilia should have a little bit of power inside tonight with Gettert at 6'4", and Sturup at 6'10", Seeley at 6'2", and Schwenk at 6'2", and that starting lineup, and Joel Ryan also 6'2". Four seniors and a junior also start for St. Cecilia. The Wolverines hold opponents to 37% field goal shooting. They shoot 48% from the floor. The Wolverines have been out-rebounded by a couple per contest this season. They average 50 points a game. They give up only 37 a contest. And both these teams hold their opposition to under 40 points a game on the season. And for this season, Wilbur-Claytonia also turns the ball over about 10 times per contest. So these teams similar in the stats. And we'll see what comes of this sub-district championship basketball game tonight. St. Cecilia and Wilbur-Claytonia. St. Cecilia, the home basketball team. They're wearing their home whites. They'll have the blue numerals and trim. Shoot the basket to our left to start this first half of play. The Wolverines in their traveling green. They have the black and white numerals and trim. And St. Cecilia and Wilbur-Claytonia. 20-1 St. Cecilia, 20-2 Wilbur-Claytonia for the sub-district championship, Class C1 sub-district 6. As we will begin this basketball game at York High School here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Buell with you. And here we go. Sturup jumping center against Andrew Jeffries for Wilbur-Claytonia. And the tip is going to be controlled by the Bluehawks on the near side, grabbed on the near sideline by Bo Schwenk. And St. Cecilia will start against the man-to-man defense for Wilbur-Claytonia. Schwenk on the right side to Dalton Seeley, to Paul Gettert. They look inside for Sturup, find him there. Inside to Gettert. He works the lane, and he's fouled as he hits the floor. And a foul going to be called on Wilbur-Claytonia to start the basketball game. And Paul Gettert will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and a foul going to be called on Hayden Sherman of the Wolverine. So Paul Gettert to the free throw line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Paul's first one in the air is going to be good. And St. Cecilia jumps out to the 1-0 lead. And the Bluehawks on a 15-game winning streak. The Wolverines come in with 10 wins in a row. 40 wins, 3 losses for these two teams. Gettert's second free throw will go in and out, no good. And so one out of two for Getter, and Saint Cecilia will fall back on defense into a man-to-man defense. And Andrew Pryor, the 6'3 senior who controls the basketball, has it in the front court to Jeffries now, to Sherman. Celion Sherman, top of the key to Mason Needles. Long three in the air. It's going to be off there. No good. The rebound by Sealy. Dalton Sealy, front court pass to Bo Schwenker for St. Cecilia. Lob inside to Stirrup. He will work the baseline. Put it up. Shot short. No good. Gets his own rebound. Shot put up and good, and he's fouled in the play. Zach Stirrup with the field goal and one. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot the free throw. Foul going to be called on the 6'7". Andrew Jeffries. Second team foul. First foul on Jeffries, and it's 3-0 St. Cecilia. To the line to try to complete this three-point play for St. Cecilia, up and good. 4-0, Blue Hawks. And we play about 45 seconds. And Drew Pryor into the front court with Swink on the defense there. Pryor for the Wolverines to Sherman, top of the key. Left side now to Neumeier. To Needles. Mason Needles with the basketball. Started by Ryan, goes to his left. He'll whip the dribble now. Backs it out between the rings. Right side to Neumeier. Sam, the 6'2 senior, get into the lane, dish in the corner, shot for three in the air. This time it's going to be off there, no good by Mason Needles. The rebound to Schwenker. Two Hawks run from right to left. Schwenker into the lane, puts up a runner from seven, no good. Rebound out of there by Neumeier, Wilbur Claytonia. They will run from left to right. Three on three, pass into the corner to Mason Needles. Now back out top of the key to Pryor. Gets inside the lane, lost control of the ball, grabbed out of there by Stirrup. First turnover of the basketball game on either team. Sealy front court stops and pops from 15. No good. The rebound by Wilbur Claytonia. Mason Needles grabs it, and St. Cecilia will go back on defense. Front court to Neumeier. Sam with it to the baseline for the Wolverines. 4-0 St. Cecilia. 6:18 to go. First quarter. Fire with the basketball. Goes to his left on the baseline. Off the hands of Jeffries. Turnover and the steal by St. Cecilia. There's a pass to the front court. St. Cecilia grabs the basketball back. Sealy's pass is deflected, but Dalton grabs it back inside now to Stirrup. On the wing to Sealy. He will shoot from seven. Going to be off there. No good. The rebound out of there by Mason Needles for Wilbur Claytonia. To Andrew Pryor and the Wolverines open left to right, trailing 4-0 here. Front court, it's Pryor. On the left side to Hayden Sherman. To Neumeier. Gets the screen. Gets into the lane. Dishes on the wing. Pryor for three in the air and in the hole. Andrew Pryor for three. It's 4-3 St. Cecilia. And now we can sit down as the Wolverine fans sit down after the first field goal of the game for Wilbur Claytonia. 4-3, Blue Hawks in the lead, and they have the basketball. Get the right corner for St. Cecilia. To Ryan, the top of the key. Left wing to Schwenka. Roll with the basketball. Inside to Stirrup. A double team there. Works the baseline. Puts up a shot. Short. Going to be no good. Tipped out by Zach to Joe Ryan. Ryan to Sealy. To Stirrup. Goes to the baseline, spins, knocked away from him, and another foul going to be called on Andrew Jeffries. That's two on Jeffries. He's a 6'7 senior. Jeffries had the foul there at Stirrup. Put a spin move on, headed for the hoop, and he was fouled on the play and over the line to shoot two. 4-3, St. Cecilia. We played about 3 minutes of this first quarter. Class C1 sub-district 6 championship game. The winner moves on to the district championship on Monday night. St. Cecilia in good stead in the point standings, but you want to keep winning and assure yourself of that state tournament berth. Wilbur Claytonia probably not in that hunt. They're in eighth place in the point standings. Jeffries goes out. Michael Flans, a 6-foot sophomore, averages 4 a game and 3 rebounds, checks in. Michael Flans for Wilbur Claytonia. Second free throw by Stirrup is going to roll out of there. No good. On the baseline, they try to grab it. A foul going to be called on St. Cecilia's Paul Getter. But Getter tried to move in there. Get the offensive rebound, could not, and had the foul. And the first of the game on the Blue Hawks, the first on Getter. 5-3, St. Cecilia. 5 minutes exactly to play first quarter. St. Cecilia, a little token pressure in the backcourt. Bo Schwenker will pick up Andrew Pryor, the point guard for the Wolverines. The right side pass now to Mason Needles. He dribbles it out between the rings. Left side now to Sam Neumeier. Neumeier, the 6'2 senior, with Getter on him. Kicked away by Seedy, but grabbed by Neumeier. Now knocked around and picked off by Stirrup. Third turnover on the Wolverines. St. Cecilia in the front court with Ryan with the basketball. Right side to Sealy. Dalton Sealy. Now to Getter. Getter looks inside, finds Stirrup. He grabs the basketball, works inside, shoots and scores. Zach Stirrup has 6. A concentrated effort by the Blue Hawks to get it inside. Zach Stirrup, and he has 6 of the 7. St. Cecilia points at 7-3, Blue Hawks. Neumeier, front court for the Wolverines. Now to Andrew Pryor on the right wing. Andrews still with the dribble. Right now to his left in the lane. Puts up a shot and he'll be off the front of the rim. No good. Grabbed by Schwenke and he's fouled in the backcourt by Andrew Pryor. Schwenke grabbed the basketball for the Blue Hawks. Was fouled in the backcourt by Andrew Pryor. That is the 13th foul. 14th foul, excuse me, and a timeout on the floor. Timeout for Wilbur Claytonia. We'll take one with 4:06 to go first quarter. St. Cecilia 7, Wilbur Claytonia 3. We're back in 30 seconds.
Now's the time to ensure your spring-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before March 15th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hastings by March 15th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider.
Back at York High School, St. Cecilia 7, Wilbur Claytonia 3, 6 of those 7 points by Zach Stirrup as the Blue Hawks are trying to take advantage of their height inside with Peck Stirrup. They've got Andrew Jeffries, the 6'7 senior center for Wilbur Claytonia on the bench already with 2 fouls, and Stirrup has been to the line with 3 free throws, made 2 of those 3. Paul Gettert is also 1 out of 2, and St. Cecilia has a 7-3 lead, 4:06 to go. First quarter, final basketball score for you tonight in the girls' B5 district semifinals tonight in Kearney. Lexington 51, Hastings High girls 35. The Tigers basketball season for the girls is over. 4-16, Lexington 51, Hastings High 35. Girls' district basketball final tonight. The sub-district game in the first quarter for the boys here in St. Cecilia. Rob inside the Stirrup. He will shoot and rolls off the rim. No good. The rebound by Flan. Michael Flan for Wilbur Claytonia to Andrew Pryor. Fire into the front court for the Wolverines. Left wing pass now to Hayden Sherman. Sherman the junior. Now to Neumeier. Neumeier to the top of the key. Gets a strange shot. But a block by Stirrup and he grabs the basketball. A block by Zach Stirrup and he grabs the basketball. Keeps it inbound. Front court it's Schwenke. Schwenke on the wing to Seeley. Now to Schwenke. The left wing to Dalton Seeley. Good defense by the Wolverines. They're trying to prevent that inside pass, but the St. Cecilia has been able to get it inside to Stirrup and pass underneath to Seeley. He will fake. Fake again, shoot and score this time. Dalton Seeley with a couple of fakes. Got 2 Wolverines in the air on that play. 2 different moves and scored to make it 9-3. Front court, it's Neumeier into the lane. Fake. Gets Gettert off his feet. And has no shot. Plants on the baseline. 6-foot sophomore, top of the key to Sherman. Left wing now to Sam Neumeier. Neumeier goes to his left. Turns on the baseline and scores from about 7 feet away. Neumeier scores to make it 9-5. First field goal for Sam in the game, 9-5 Blue Hawks. 2:35 to go first quarter. Schwenke front court lost the basketball. Lowe just lost control of it, goes out of bounds, and the turnover on St. Cecilia there first. Philip Hamburger checked in. Joe Ryan goes out for St. Cecilia. Hamburger, a 6-foot sophomore, usually first off the bench for the Blue Hawks, and he is tonight. Each team has had a substitute one time. 9-5, St. Cecilia. Front court, the Wolverines have the basketball. Neumeier on the baseline to Flan. Top of the key now to Neumeier, to Pryor. Pryor guarded by Schwenke to Neumeier. Into the lane, dishes on the wing. Shot for 3 by Neumeier's in the air. Going to be out of there, no good. Offensive rebound, they battle for it, trying to save it as Flan. He does. Gets tipped around in the back. Goes to Pryor. He will shoot and miss the shot. And Philip Hamburger grabs the basketball. Wilbur Claytonia fans want a goaltending call. They don't get it. The ball was tipped around, went right to Pryor, who missed the shot. There's a shot by Seeley, so good. Offensive rebound, Stirrup, he will score. 8 points for Zach Stirrup. No answer for Stirrup inside for Wilbur Claytonia. Wilbur Claytonia misses that close-in shot and no goaltending call. And St. Cecilia scores on the other end. It's 11-5. Second 6-point lead for the Blue Hawks. Stolen by Schwenke. Fourth turnover. Schwenke just with the steal there for St. Cecilia. He's into the front court. Gets it off to Gettert, top of the key. Paul Gettert with the basketball between the rings. He'll slow it up left wing to Seeley. Dalton with the basketball. 11-5 Blue Hawks. 1:15 to go first quarter. Stirrup, top of the key now to Schwenke. Man-to-man defense for Wilbur Claytonia to Seeley. Off the screen. Lost control of it and stolen out of there by Neumeier for the Wilbur Claytonia, Wolverine. Second turnover on St. Cecilia, 4 on Wilbur Claytonia. Wilbur Claytonia can go up and down, but they but also slow it down and be patient on offense. Hamburger on Pryor in the corner to Flan. 50 seconds to go in period number one. Sam, excuse me, the basketball. Tanner's Lab, the 5'10 sophomore. Tanner's Lab in the game for the Wolverines. The Mason Needles. Wolverines slowing it up. It looks like they might try to control it here and slow things down and go for the last shot in the first quarter. Still 30 seconds to go, and Sam Neumeyer has it between the rings now to Michael Flan. Flan for the green and black. Wilbur Claytonia, 20-2 on the basketball season. And the Wolverines are going to slow it up here. Coach Jim Barato wants to slow things up. They want to get two or three here in this quarter. 10 seconds to go. Flans will drive, put up the shot, partially deflected. Looks like, and there's a foul in the backcourt. Dalton City tried to grab the ball for the Blue Hawks. He's fouled in the backcourt by Michael Flans. 15 foul on the Wolverines. Joe Ryan quickly checks back in for Zach Sturr for St. Lucia. And also in the game for the first time is Jordan Consbrook, a 6'3 junior. 7 seconds to go. St. Lucia will come the length of the floor to get it into Schlenker. 11-5 Blue Hawks. Schlenker with three into the front court. Takes the three from the wing. In the air, in the hole. Bo Schlenker for three. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead after one quarter. St. Cecilia 14, Wilbur Claytonia 5. We're back in 30 seconds.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
St. Cecilia leads 14-5 after the first quarter. Bo Schlenker gets a 25-foot three-pointer to end that first quarter of play. 8 for Zach Stirrup, 3 for Schlenker, 2 for Seeley, 1 for Paul Gettard, and St. Cecilia will be on defense to start the second quarter. Bo Schlenker, Paul Gettard, Joe Ryan, Jordan Consbrook, and Philip Hamburger for the Blue Hawks. Andrew Pryor has the basketball for the Wolverines down here now, 14-5, second quarter underway. Aiden Sherman back in there for the Wolverines. Sam Neumeyer's on the floor. Michael Flans, the sophomore, stays out there as Andrew Jeffries, the 6'7 post player, has two fouls still on the bench for the Wolverines. Neumeyer gets a screen but has no shot. Passes back out now to Mason Needles, who's the fifth player on the floor for the Wolverines. Leading score for this ball club at 12, but didn't score the other night. Patient on offense are the Wolverines. There's a pass in the corner to Mason Needles. Will dribble it out between the rings. And it makes the Blue Hawks work on defense. I think it gives up about 36 points a game. So they know how to play defense, and there's a drive into the lane. Neumeyer shot up and good. It will count, and he's fouled in the play. Sam Neumeyer with the drive to the hole. He is will score, and he is fouled in the play, and it's 14-7. Joe Ryan picks up the foul, the blocking foul on Ryan, the first foul of the game on the Blue Hawks. Dalton Seeley checks in for Bo Schlenker for St. Cecilia. For Sam Neumeyer to the free throw line to try to complete this three-point play. He has four of the seven Wolverine points. Andrew Pryor with the free ball has the other three. Shot put up and good. Three-point play for Neumeyer, and he has 5 points in the three-point play. Makes it 14-8. St. Cecilia's lead quickly cut down to six. Front court is Hamburger to Ryan. Tries to grab the basketball. Goes out of bounds, but it's off a Wolverine. It's off Andrew Pryor. And it'll be St. Cecilia basketball on the near sideline. Paul Getter quickly checks in for Jordan Consbrook for St. Cecilia. For Hamburger out there with Stirrup, Seeley, Ryan, and Getter for the Blue Hawks, leading 14-8, first minute of the second quarter. Dalton Seeley with the basketball, directing a little traffic, top of the key now to Ryan. Left wing to Seeley, goes to the baseline. Left-handed pass to Getter, back out to Hamburger. In the corner to Seeley for three, wide open in the air, bounce around, off there, no good. Trying to get the offensive rebound is Ryan. He cannot do it. It's tipped out of bounds by Zach Sturr of St. Cecilia. It'll be Wolverine basketball. St. Cecilia, two turnovers in the first quarter, four for Wilbur Claytonia. 1 out of 1 from the line for the Wolverines. St. Cecilia 3 out of 5. 14-8 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Newmar at the top of the key. Left side now to Hayden Sherman. Takes the 3 from there. It's going to be off there. No good. St. Cecilia will clear. They dominated the boards in this game. Get it with the rebound there. The Hamburger lob inside to Stirrup. Triple team underneath the Gettard. He will score, but a travel on Zach Stirrup before he got rid of the basketball. Gettard was alone, but Stirrup traveled before the pass to Paul Gettard. Hamburger out. Schwenke in for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia getting a test here tonight. The Wolverines have a lot of energy in this game. St. Cecilia does too, but the Wolverines are playing a good defense, and they have to be patient on offense because they're not getting more than one shot on the trip down the floor. Neumeier will drive, stop now right at the free throw line. That has no shot, lobs it back out to Mason Needles. Needles for Wilbur Claytonia to Sherman. Hayden Sherman knocked away by Seeley, grabbing the basket, trying to grab the basket. Paul Ryan, but it's picked up the backcourt of Michael Flans to Wilbur Claytonia, so the Wolverines get it back. Almost a turnover on Wilbur Claytonia, but St. Cecilia couldn't grab it. Neumeier in the corner will bring it back out behind the three-point arc. 5:40 to go before halftime, 14-8, Blue Hawks. Sam Neumeier, the 6'2 senior, gives up his dribble now. Bounce pass to Michael Flans. Flans back to Neumeier near the timeline. He'll slow things up. We'll see how patient St. Cecilia can be on defense here. There's a screen, and Stirrup steps out to guard Neumeier. He will drive now. Shot put up a roll off there. No good. The rebound goes to Gettard. Altering that shot was the 6'10 Zach Stirrup. Hit the backboard, and then Gettard grabbed it for St. Cecilia to Ryan. Joe Ryan on the right wing now to Gettard. Paul with it. Right side. The Ryan cross-court pass to Schwenke. He'll take the shot from 3. It's going to be in the hole for 3. So Schwenke with his second 3. He has 6. St. Cecilia has their second 9-point lead at 17-8. 4:54 and running in the second quarter. But for Andrew Pryor for Wilbur Claytonia. Goes to his left with the dribble. Passes now to Needles. Needles gets the screen. Takes the three-pointer from the top of the key. Just off there, no good. Stir clears. One and done for the Wolverines once again. Front court, it's Bo Schwenke. Schwenke for St. Cecilia. Out to Ryan. Back to Schwenke in the left corner. Bo has the basketball. Top of the key to Stirrup. To Dalton Seeley. Back to Zach Stirrup. He's behind the three-point arc. To Schwenke. Bo with it. Looks inside, but has no pass to Stirrup. Right side to Gettard. Left alone from 13 in the hole. Paul Gettard. His first field goal, he has 3 points. St. Cecilia's largest lead at 19-8. And there's going to be a timeout. Tim Barada of the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines. So we'll take a timeout with 4:12 to go before halftime. St. Cecilia 19, Wilbur Claytonia 8, back in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Welcome back to York High School. Don't have the final score yet, but late in that ballgame, Hastings College women were defeating Sioux Falls. We'll get you that final score as soon as we can. The Hastings College women in the quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament had a good lead of more than 20 points in the second half over Sioux Falls. Looks like they're on their way to the semifinals at home on Saturday. The men's game starts at 8 o'clock. That ballgame on 1230 KHAS Radio. Hopefully we'll have the score on that one for you. And final score in that C2 sub-district, Blue Hill and Ravenna going on at St. Cecilia School tonight. That game on our sister station, The Breeze. Hastings High girls have lost to Lexington 51-35 in the district semifinal. For Hastings High, and their basketball season for the girls is over. Wilbur Claytonia with the basketball down now by the largest margin here, 11 in this first half, 3:50 to go. They have the basketball. Mason Needles has it for the Wolverines. On the left wing, pass now to Pryor, gets into the lane, spins, puts up a shot, going to be just off there, no good, rebound by Stirrup. That one just in and out, couldn't stay down, and St. Cecilia grabs the rebound. Again, it's one and done pretty much this evening for the Wolverines. Schwenke into the lane, back out to Stirrup, 13-footer, will be off the backboard and rim, no good, offensive rebound by Gettard, grabs it for the Blue Hawks, back out to Joe Ryan, to Schwenke. Schwenke right side to Seeley, Dalton with it, man-to-man defense by the Wolverines. Now to Ryan. Joe with the basketball goes to his right side. Lob inside to Stirrup. He will turn, shoot, and miss, but he's fouled in the play, and Zach Stirrup back to the free throw line to shoot two. Saints and Cecilia pounding it inside in the first quarter to stir up. Have moved it more around the perimeter this quarter as they tried to stall that Wolverine defense. Stir up, they got it inside to Zach that time. He'll shoot two with 3:10 to go. I'll call him Mason Needles, and that's his first. Stirrup's free throws off the rim, no good. Saints and Cecilia, 59% free throw shooting team coming into this week. Zach Stirrup, Saints and Cecilia, has shot free throws, coming in at only 43% this year. He's 2 out of 4 tonight. Second one up, this one's good. He's 3 out of 5 from the line. Zach has 9. 20-8, Saints and Cecilia increases its largest lead up to 12 now. 3:05 to go before halftime. Wolverines in the front court, Pryor with it. It's been a deliberate offense for the Wolverines. They've had some shots go in and out of there, too. St. C has had to work on defense. There's a runner from 5. It's going to be good. Nice shot there by Neumeier. Sam has all 5 points this quarter for the Wolverines, and he has 7 in the game, 7 of their 10, 20-10 Bluehawks. Schwenker with it, gives up his dribble. Pass is going to be picked off by Michael Flance. Turnover Bluehawks there, 4 of each team with 4 turnovers. 2:35 to go before halftime. St. C at 20, Wolverine play 20 at 10. On court, Neumeier eyes a three but didn't take it. Passes to Mason Needles. Goes to his left. Hamburger on the defense there. To Hayden Sherman. Sherman goes to his left off the screen but has no shot. Corner to Pryor. Goes from his right to his left, and he's held in the play by Bo Schwenker. The Schwenker commits the foul. That's his first and only the 13th foul. And St. Cecilia 16 fouls on the Wolverines. And they'll inbound. Will the Wolverines underneath their own basket? With 2:20 to play before halftime. 20-10 Bluehawks. Fire to inbound, does long to Michael Flans, the sophomore. Gives it up to Neumeier. Get it with the defense there, Neumeier. Left wing to Sherman. Hayden with it. Back out, pass between the rings to Sam Neumeier. Neumeier goes to his right, gets into the lane, dishes to Flans. 17-footer's going to be off there, no good. Seeley with the rebound for St. Cecilia. Front foot pass to Schwenke. Oh, we'll slow it up now in the offensive zone to our left here. Seeley top of the key for 3 in the hole. Dalton Seeley with 5. St. Cecilia lead 23-10. Lead up to 13. Front court, it's Neumeier. He will drive, shoot, and score. And he's fouled in the play. Sam Neumeier with 7 this quarter. He's fouled by Zach Stirrup. That'll be Zach's first. He's fourth, but this will be a one-shot situation as Neumeier made the field goal. 7 this quarter, 9 in the game for Neumeier. Again, Sam led the way the other night. Free throw is missed by Neumeier. So it's 23-12. St. Cecilia with the 11-point lead. Schwenker with it in the front court for the blue and white of St. Cecilia to Seeley. Corner pass to Getter. To Stirrup. Triple team gives it to Schwenker for 3 in the hole. Oh, Schwenker. 3 threes for Bo. He has 9. St. Cecilia is up the lead to 14, 26-12. All 7 Wolverine points are scored by Sam Neumeier, and he has the basketball. Goes into the lane. Double team knocked away, but he'll pick it back up. Neumeier with the basketball. 26-12, 1:05 to go before halftime. Neumeier heads for the hoop, lost control. It's tipped around but grabbed by the Wolverines' Needles, and Flans now has it for Wilbur Claytonia. 53 seconds to go before halftime. Neumeier with it to Sherman. Hayden with it. Left side now to Michael Flans. Again, a very deliberate offense here by the Wolverine. Mason Needles with it. Lost control of it. Defense there by Philip Hamner in the corner to Sherman. Takes the three. Going to be well short. Tipped around. Goes back to Sherman. He's in the corner. Gets it back out to Michael Flans. 30 seconds to go before halftime. Wolverines might slow it up to try to get the last shot of this second quarter. They're down by 14, but they're going to hold here, and they get the ball to Neumeier. They want to be close at the end. They want to give themselves a chance to win this ball game in the fourth quarter. So they're going to play their game, try to stay in their basketball game as long as they can. Neumeier with it with 7 seconds to go. Gets the screen, goes to his right. This is off to Needles for 3 in the air. In the hole, Mason Needles for 3. His first bucket of the game, and that will end the first half. On the three-pointer by Mason Needles, we play 2 quarters. St. Cecilia with the lead. They've never trailed. Bluehawks 26, Wilbur Claytonia 15. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Moscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and teams. Moscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Moscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Moscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center. 23 East 14th Street, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Welcome back to York High School. Blaine Bulis with you. Class C1, Sub-District 6 championship game here tonight. We are at halftime. St. Cecilia, 26. Wilbur Claytonia, 15, but a big three-pointer near the end of that first half by Mason Needles cut the lead down from St. Cecilia's largest at 14 down to 11. 26-15 here at halftime. St. Cecilia's never trailed in this basketball game, but they have not taken out Wilbur Claytonia out of their game. Wilbur Claytonia wants to be pretty deliberate on offense, and they won their first-round game in this tournament 40-37. They want to give themselves a chance to win this thing in the fourth quarter. They got 9 first-half points from Sam Neumeier, and that three-pointer by Mason Needles near the end of the first half, and a three-pointer by Andrew Pryor in that first quarter. So a couple of threes for the Wolverines and 4 two-point field goals, and Neumeier also 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. St. Cecilia had 14 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second quarter. St. Cecilia had 3 three-pointers in that second quarter. Dalton Seeley hit 1. Bo Schwingas hit 3 out of 3. From three-point range. He has 9 to lead the way, along with Zach Sturp, who has 9. St. Cecilia pounding the ball inside to Zach Sturp in the first quarter. Zach had 8 points using his 6'10 frame there as the Wolverines got their center, Andrew Jeffries, who's 6'7 in foul trouble. He didn't play the whole second quarter and a part of the first, as they'll expect to need him in the third and fourth quarter of play. So Zach Sturp, very effective in the first quarter. He had 8. 3 field goals, 2 out of 3 from the line, and St. Cecilia then goes to more of a perimeter game into the second quarter of play and hit their 3. Bo Schwenke hit 2 threes. Dalton Seeley hit a 3. Paul Gettert had a 2-point field goal, and Sturp 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The Blue Hawks 4 out of 6 from the line in the first half of play. Outscored Wilbur Claytonia 14-5 in the first, 12-10 in the second, 26-15 here at halftime with the Blue Hawks in the lead. In the contest, St. Cecilia again has never trailed. They jumped out to a 4-0 lead. It was 4-3, and then 7-3, 9-3, 11-5. Bo Schwenke, a three-pointer right near the end of the first quarter, made it 14-5. Blue Hawks after 1. St. Cecilia moved that lead up to 11 at 19-8, then 23-10 up to 13. Then their largest lead at 26-12 late in the second quarter before the Mason Needles three-pointer made it 26-15. Blue Hawks at the break here. So this basketball game has been pretty much controlled. The boards have been controlled by St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks have worked well inside. They've also got the perimeter game going in the second quarter, hitting the threes. And Wilbur Claytonia, again, playing pretty deliberately on offense, not getting many second shots. And they got the big 7 points from Sam Neumeier in that second quarter of play to stay in the game. And he has 9 here at halftime, but officially 4 turnovers on each team end of the first half of play, and St. Cecilia leads by the score of 26-15 here at halftime. So let's take a break. When we return, we'll give you some more scores and more halftime information after this 90-second timeout.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Halftime of this Class C1 Sub-District 6 championship game. St. Cecilia 26, Wilbur Claytonia 15. The Blue Hawks have never trailed in this game, but the Wolverines of Wilbur Claytonia are very much in it yet, even though they're behind by 11 here. And St. Cecilia with the 11-point lead here at halftime, 26-15. Other basketball finals tonight so far. The Hastings College women have defeated Sioux Falls 76-49 in the quarterfinals of the GPAC Women's Postseason Tournament. The Lady Broncos will move into the semifinal round on Saturday. They'll be playing either Morningside or Concordia, those two teams, of course, playing tonight, and they'll come to, one of those two will come to Hastings on Saturday and take on Hastings College in the semifinals of the GPAC Tournament. The Hastings College men in Dort will begin in a few minutes, and that game, as the women's was, also on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. Basketball season over for the Hastings High girls. They lost to Lexington 51-35 in the Class B5 district semifinals tonight. The Tigers end the season with 4 wins and 16 losses. The Class C2 sub-district 9 boys tournament championship game is being played tonight at St. Cecilia. They're in the third quarter. Last report, Ravenna leading Blue Hill 29-24. The winner there moves on to a district championship game on Monday night. That game on our sister station, The Breeze, at KLIQ 94.5 FM. We'll have basketball for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHS Radio. We'll have a district championship game as the girls' district championship games in classes C and D all being played tomorrow. And Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Milford in the girls' district championship game in Aurora. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You can hear it on our sister station, 1230 KHS Radio. The Blue Hill girls take on Cambridge. That district championship game tomorrow night will be on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. That game on The Breeze, the St. Cecilia game on 1230 KHAS Radio, the 2 tomorrow night. A lot of basketball still to come the rest of this week and early part of next week, and of course, the state tournaments the next 2 weeks after this one, and we'll have coverage of all of our local and area teams for you on our family of stations at Platte River Radio. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the third quarter of play here at halftime. St. Cecilia 26, Wilbur Claytonia 15. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care, Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 23 East 14th Street, Hastings.
Now's the time to ensure your spring-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before March 15th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Hastings by March 15th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider.
Welcome back to York High School. St. Cecilia and Wilbur Claytonia about ready to begin quarter number three. St. Cecilia will get the ball first. They send out Dalton Seeley, Bo Schwenka, Zach Sturup, Joe Ryan, and Paul Getter. It's Sam Neumeyer, Andrew Jeffries, the 6'7 senior, with those two fouls back in there. Aiden Sherman, Mason Needles, and Andrew Pryor for the Wolverines. St. Cecilia with the ball. 11-point lead. Third quarter underway. Schwenka now to Sturup. Inside to Ryan. Back out to Sturup. He gets in the lane, but he travels. Travel on Zach Sturup. Fifth turnover on St. Cecilia. Four unofficially on the Wolverines in that first half. That's number five on St. Cecilia. Sturup took off and got the free throw line, but traveled on his way to the hoop. So the basketball turned over to the Wolverines, and they'll have it with Andrew Pryor in the backcourt. Schwenka on the defense there. St. Cecilia will be in there man-to-man. 26-15, Blue Hawks to Sherman. St. Cecilia will have to work against this defense. There's a screen. Needles for three. In and out and back in. Mason Needles for three. He has six. And it's 26-18. So Needles hits his field goal at the end of the first half. Hits the first one in the second half. And his 12-point scoring average, he has six tonight, 26-18. There's Schwenka deep in the corner for three. In the air, bounces around and often rolls out of there. No good. They bounce hard. And Schwenka comes up with the basketball for St. Cecilia. Underneath now to Sturup. He will turn, shoot, and score. Zach Sturup. Just no answer for the Wolverines for Sturup. He's just too big inside, and he has 11, 28-18. On court, it's Neumeyer for the Wolverines. Gives it up to Sherman. Aiden with it, top of the key to Pryor. Andrew with it, goes to his left, gives it up to Neumeyer. It's 45 to go, third quarter, 28-18. Neumeyer in the lane, shot blocked by Gettert, but he's looking for the foul. Paul Gettert picks up his second foul. And the Wolverine, Sam Neumeyer, will go to the line and shoot two. Neumeyer has 9 points. He had seven in the second quarter to keep the Wolverines in the basketball game. He's one out of two from the line. Wolverines, one out of two from the free throw line. St. Cecilia, four out of six. Free throw in the hole by Neumeyer. He has 10, and it's 28-19. Wolverines and the Blue Hawks, and we got a good one going here. Second free throw up and good. Nothing but net there, and that's 11 for Neumeyer. 28-20, St. Cecilia's lead again down to 8. From court, it's Schwenka. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. Right side to Joe Ryan. Ryan tipped away. Sherman's going to let it go out of bounds. It's off Joe Ryan. It'll be Wilbur Claytonia basketball. St. Cecilia turns it over for the sixth time in the game. They'll go back on defense, and a true test here tonight for the Blue Hawks. Fire into the offensive zone for the Wolverines. It's 28-20. St. Cecilia by 8. They've had a lead of many as 14. He shot pass underneath to Jeffers and a whistle and a pushing foul on St. Cecilia. Joe Ryan picks up his second, a non-shooting situation, and the Wolverines put him down underneath their own basket. With 6:18 to go in the third quarter, 28-20, and Andrew Pryor to inbound for the Wolverines. Goes underneath. Shot going to be put up, blocked out of bounds by Sturup. Neumeyer got there, got the pass, but Sturup got over there to block it out of bounds. It'll be Wolverines to inbound with Pryor to throw it in, does to Hayden Sherman. 28-20, St. Cecilia by 8. Sherman with it to Sam Neumeyer. They'll set up against this man-to-man defense. The patience. Neumeyer gets in the lane. Runner from 7 short. No good. Tipped around. Tipped around and grabbed by Gettert. To Schwenka. Front court, St. Cecilia. To Seeley. Into the lane, and he's going to be whistling. Going to be a foul on the play on Wilbur Claytonia. Foul called on Wilbur Claytonia. It's going to be on Hayden Sherman. That's his second. St. Cecilia went down underneath their own basket. Non-shooting situation. So the Blue Hawks will inbound with 5:53 to go. There's an offensive foul on the Blue Hawks before they can inbound the ball. Dalton Seeley commits an offensive foul trying to get open for the pass. And a foul on Seeley and the basketball back on the offensive foul on Dalton Seeley. And St. Cecilia turns it over to the Wolverines. 5:50 to go, third quarter. We got a good one here tonight at York High School. It's 28-20. The Wolverines have the basketball. Front court, it's Neumeyer. Neumeyer gives the basketball up to Needles. Left side to Pryor. Andrew with it. Swinger with the defense, goes to his left, slips and travels. Andrew Pryor, and the defense, Sturrup comes out to help there, and a slip and a travel, Andrew Pryor, for the Wolverines, and St. Cecilia gets the basketball in the fifth. With the Cytonia turnover, 28-20, Blue Hawks still by 8, with 5:25 to go third quarter. Ryan with the basketball. To Seeley, pass underneath to Getter. He will turn, shoot, pass underneath to Sturrup. He will shoot and score, but a push before the shot by Sturrup. He was fouled on the play. He's pushed by Hayden Sherman. And he pushed Sturrup before Zach could shoot the basketball. Then inbound play to Seeley. Turns from 5 and scores. Dalton Seeley with 7. St. Cecilia leads 30-20. On court, it's Pryor. Then the Wolverines will stay in the deliberate offense here. The pass tip, but the Wolverines grab the basketball. Needles has it. Mason Needles guarded by Ryan. He's between the rings. Again, the Wolverines, no hurry here. Again, they're playing for the fourth quarter in this game. They want to be there to have a chance to pull off this upset. Andrew Jeffries has the ball, lost control. The big 6'7 guy runs it down for the Wolverines to Neumeier. Neumeier behind the screen will had the three, but didn't take it. Joseph Pryor on the baseline. Loops it back out to Sam Neumeier. 4:34 to go third quarter. Neumeier, the 6'2 senior, as Coach Tim Barada says, slow it up. We're in no hurry here. We're down by 10, but we got a lot of time. Neumeier has it. Top of the key now to Andrew Pryor, the 6'3 senior. Pryor with a couple dribbles gives the basketball up to Needles. Mason Needles for Grover Claytonia. Bendy's inside the lane, back out to Pryor. Basically has to concentrate on defense. Pryor back out to Needles. Needles spins. He's in the lane, but back out to Sherman. Left alone for 3. In the air, going to be off the front of the rim. No good rebound. Long rebound to Seeley. Dalton Seeley for St. Cecilia. Front court to Joe Ryan. Ryan lob pass inside to Sturrup. He will shoot and score. Zach Sturrup has 13, and it's 32-20, so lead back up to a dozen. From Curtis Neumeier in the lane. Shot blocked from behind by Sturrup. Sturrup with his third block of the game, and it goes to Getter. At least 3 blocks for Sturrup. Front court is Schwenka. Goal for the Blue Hawks. It's a 12-point game. Lob inside to Sturrup. Right back out to Schwenka for 3 in the air, in the hole. So Schwenka has 4 3-pointers. Biggest lead for the Blue Hawks at 15, 35-20. 3:26 to go. Timeout, Wilbur Claytonia. We'll take one. It seems to see a 35. Wilbur Claytonia, 20. Back in 30 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Seeley Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Seeley Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Well, Bo Schwenk is 4 out of 5 from three-point range in this basketball game. According to Hastings Tribune Sports Editor Vince Guffick is to my left here. And read Vince's story about this ball game in tomorrow's Hastings Tribune. And the Blue Hawks, just like that, their lead was 8 moments ago. It's up to 15 now, the biggest lead of the night. Schwenk has 4 threes for 12 points. Zach Sturrup has 13. Zach has at least 3 blocks in this basketball game also. And St. Cecilia has certainly used that height advantage inside. They just control things in there, and Sturrup has been able to break 3 and score 13 in the game. It's 35-20, 3:26 to go. St. Cecilia scores a quick 5 points here and gets the lead up to 15. St. Cecilia, in fact, has scored the last 7 to go up by 15. Wolverines with the basketball. Michael Plans, the sophomore, is back in for Wilbur Claytonia to Mason Needles. Needles guarded by Gettert. Needles between the rings. Still with the basketball. Gives it up now to Neumeier. Almost lost it out of bounds, but Sam grabs it and controls. Goes to his right. Ryan with the defense. To Pryor, hops, skipping to the lane, shot put up off there, no good, a rebound by Sturrup. Sturrup to Schwenk, a front court to Seeley, grabs the basketball before the steal, spins in the lane, Seeley turns and scores. Dalton Seeley with 9, and it's 37-20. The Wolverines drive with Newberry, stops and pops and scores. Newberry with 13, keeping the Wolverines in the game with his offensive production, has 13 of their 22. 37-22 Blue Hawks, 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Schwenka with it for St. Cecilia, inside to Stir. Back out to Schwenka. He's into the lane, lobs a pass inside to Stirrup. He will fake and score. Zach Stirrup, 6 this quarter, 15 in the game. 39-22, again, no answers for the 6'10 Stirrup tonight. As Jeffries, the 6'7 senior, is out of the ballgame right now for the Wolverines, and Michael Flans, the 6-foot sophomore, is trying to guard Zach Stirrup, who's 6'10 in there, getting some help, of course, but Stirrup, too much height. There's a shot underneath, no good, tipped around, grabbed by Ryan. Thanks to see with the good defense there. Ryan gives up on the backcourt to Schwenka. 39-22, Blue Hawks by 17. It was 8 earlier in this quarter, 28-20. Thanks to see who scored the next 7. 35-20, now it's 39-22. Pass in the corner to Ryan. He'll take the 3 from there. Joe Ryan's 3 up in the net. That might be the first shot of the game for Ryan. And just like that, Thanks to see is up by 20. 42-22. And the deliberate style may be going by the boards here for the Wolverines. They got a minute 23 in this quarter, and 8 more minutes, they're down by 20. Pryor with the basketball, drives to his right against Schwenka in the lane. Double team, lost control and traveled. Zach Stirrup coming over there to help on defense. When you got a guy who's 6'10 come over to help on defense, there's really nothing you can do. Stirrup will come out of the game now. Schwenka comes out, Ryan comes out for the Blue Hawks. Gennert stays in. Seeley stays in. Philip Hamburger checks in. Simon Ostrand of the 5'9 sophomore, his first appearance with St. Cecilia. And Jordan Consbrook, the 6'3 junior, who played a little bit in the first half back into St. Cecilia. Now Seeley will control the basketball to Hamburger. Double team there. Hamburger gives it up to Seeley, left alone for 3. In the air, going to be off there, no good. Battle card inside. Going to the floor, trying to grab it is Andrew Jeffries, who checked back in. He lost it. And goes out of bounds off the Wolverines. Jeffries, the 6'7 senior, back in. Now, Jeffries in there now with Stirrup on the bench. St. Cecilia Hamburger to inbound for the Blue Hawks. Up by 20. 5 second call. St. Cecilia can't get the basketball in. In the allotted 5 seconds, they turn it over for the fourth time this quarter. Eighth in the game. 42-22 with just under 1 minute to go in the third quarter of play. St. Cecilia with the 20-point lead. It was 8 earlier this quarter. Wolverines with the basketball. Mason Needles, long 3 in the air. In the hole, Needles for 3. And he has made 3 threes in this game. He has 9. 42-25. Hamburger, front court now to Ostrander. 36 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. St. Cecilia's lead at 17. They'll have the ball and maybe holding for the final first shot of this third quarter. Seeley has it with 25 seconds to go. Now to Hamburger. Phillip near the timeline with the dribble. Right-handed dribble goes to his left now. Passes now to Ostrander with 15 seconds to play. Simon just holds the ball in his left hip. Calls out a play from Coach Kevin Asher on the near sideline bench to Hamburger with 9. Hamburger, one dribble, gives it up. Left-handed pass to Ostrander. Goes to his left with 5. Bounce pass underneath to Seeley. He was shooting no good, but he's hit on the play. And Dalton Seeley to the line to shoot 2. For the Blue Hawks. Seeley to the free throw line. Dalton Seeley to shoot 2 here. Free throw up and in and out, no good by Dalton Seeley. Dalton has 9 in the game. Gettert out, Joe Ryan back in for the Blue Hawks. For the Wolverines, Hayden Sherman in, and Andrew Jeffries goes out. Seeley will eye the second free throw here. Dalton Seeley at the free throw, looking for his 10th point. It's up and good. So 5 this quarter, 10 in the game for Seeley. It's 43-25. 3.5 seconds to go. Seeley comes out, Consbrook in. Length of the floor here in 3 seconds. Pryor has the basketball. Across the timeline with 1. Stop, shoots the 3. Going to be off the front of the rim, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. After 3 in this sub-district championship game, St. Cecilia 43. Wilbur Claytonia 25. Fourth quarter coming up in 30 seconds.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
St. Cecilia 43, Wilbert St. Tony 25 after three quarters of play. St. Cecilia led 26-15 at halftime. The Wolverines came out well in the third quarter, cut the lead from 11 down to 8 at 28-20. St. Cecilia goes on a 7-point run to go up 35-20. Then the next time you turned around, it was 42-22. So St. Cecilia with the lead at 28-20 outscores the Wolverines 15-5 in the final 5 minutes or so of that third quarter of play. And St. Cecilia has a 18-point lead. As we begin the fourth quarter, the Blue Hawks have sent out Matt Kissinger, who checked in for the first time. The 6-foot sophomore, Zach Sturra back in. Joe Ryan out there, Philip Hamburger, and Bo Schwenka back in. Andrew Pryor has the ball. The Wolverines have it to start this quarter. Sam Neumeyer out there, Michael Flans, Mason Needles, and Hayden Sherman. We'll see if the Wolverines are going to try to go inside out here and try to kick out for some threes. They shoot 38% from three-point range. They're down by 18 with 7:40 to go. And maybe trying to rely on that three-point shot and a little pressure tactic on the defensive end. We'll see about that. Neumeyer has the ball. Early in the fourth, 43-25, St. Cecilia. Fire has it to Flans. Into the lane, hop step back out for three. It's Pryor from the wing, going to be out of there, no good. The rebound by Matt Kissinger. Kissinger comes in for the first time, gets the rebound from the Blue Hawks to Bo Schlinka. Schlinka bounces it off his foot, and a whistle, and a foul away from the basketball. It's another offensive foul, the Blue Hawks. It's like maybe an illegal screen on the Blue Hawks. Philip Hamburger, the ninth turnover in St. Cecilia. Hamburger checks out, Dalton Seeley back in for St. Cecilia. So an offensive foul there on the Blue Hawks away from the ball. We played 1 minute of this fourth quarter. It's 43-25. That was our third quarter score. St. Cecilia up by 18 in the sub-district championship game. The winner moves on to the district title game Monday night. For three, it's Needles in the air off the rim. No good. The clear there by Schwenka. Again, one and done for the Wolverines all night long. Schwenka will drive. Hot step in the lane, and he's fouled as he heads for the hoop. Foul on the Wolverines, and Bo Schwenka hit the floor, but he's up, and a foul going to be called on Sam Neumeyer. That's his first. St. Cecilia with 14 fouls this half, four on the Wolverines. It'll be a two-shot situation the way it looks for Bo Schwenka. Schwenka has 12, and Bo's 4 out of 5 from three-point range. He has 12. Zach Sturrup has 15. Zach had 6 in the third quarter. Schwenka's free throw is going to be no good. 15 for Sturrup, 12 for Schwenka, 10 for Seeley. For the Wolverines, only three players have scored. Neumeyer has 13, Mason Needles with 3 threes for 9, Andrew Pryor with 1 3 for 3 points. Second free throw by Schwenke is up. This one's going to be nothing but net. 13 for Bo, and it's 44-25. St. Cecilia by 19 with 6:40 to go. On court, Wolverines. Michael Flans, the sophomore, has the basketball. A stop and pop from 18. Off there, no good. Run down in the corner by Schwenke, and he's fouled by Flans. Flans shot the three and then headed for the hoop to try to get the rebound. His third, and he fouled Schwenke in the backcourt. That's five team fouls. There's a pass going to be almost stolen by Andrew Pryor as the Wolverines put on full court pressure in the backcourt. Pryor tried to get the steal, but knocked it out of bounds. St. Cecilia went down on the near sideline, and Zach Sturrup, 6'10 junior, will inbound. Look over everybody, inbound to Schwenke. Now the defense falls back, and Schwenke front court to Gettert. Paul Gettert back in there now to Ryan. Ryan left side to Schwenke. Schwenke has the ball. 6:17 to play. Joe Ryan to the free throw line to Seeley. St. Cecilia's spacing there, all bunched up together on one side of the floor. It's his defense inside to Sturrup. He will drive and dunk it. A dunk by Zach Sturrup, and he has 17. 46-25, largest lead of the night for the Blue Hawks at 21 points. There's nothing you can do when you have no one more than 6'2 or 6'3 against a 6'10 guy. And Zach got free of the defense there, and he jammed it home. Neumeyer lost control of the ball, but regains it for the Wolverines. 46-25, 5:40 to go. Neumeyer drives, puts up a runner, roll out of there, no good. Sturrup clears with another rebound to Schwenke. And the whistle and the foul going to be called on Michael Slans as he kind of pushed off on Zach Stirp as they headed down the floor. Slans picks up his fourth. And Andrew Jeffries, the 6'7 senior, checked back in. He was going to come in anyway, but Michael Slans commits the foul away from the basketball there. For the Wolverines, picks up his fourth. 16 fouls, and St. Cecilia will shoot free throws on the next non-player control foul. 5.5 minutes to go. It's 46-25. So St. Cecilia got a lead of only 8. Early in period number 3, have the lead now up to 21 points. They put on a run here. Outscoring the Wolverines 18-5 at that point. Up by 8, it's now 21. Ryan has the basketball inside to Stirrup. Out to Steely. Loops a pass to Gettert inside to Stirrup. Shoots from 5. He'll go down and good. Zach Stirrup with 19. And it's 48-25. The lead continues to increase. It's up to 23 with 4:50 to go. Now the Wolverines have to ask emergency here, and a timeout going to be called by Tim Barada of the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines. The coach says, we got to talk it over. We're in a mess here. We're down by 23. The score, St. Cecilia 48. Wilbur Claytonia 25, back in 30 seconds.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Welcome back to York High School. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. St. Cecilia with the lead of 23 now, 48-25, 4:51 to go. The Wolverines take that timeout, and they're going to have to shoot quickly here and try to get some threes down, maybe, and put that pressure on all over the floor. It could be Helter Skelter, his last 4:51, because the Wolverines, they're in eighth place in the point standing, so really not much of a chance for them to make the state tournament as a wild card. They were in the C2 state tournament last year, of course, want to go back in C1, but they got a lot of ways to go in this basketball game, and the point standings aren't too good. So then Needles with the ball, 16-footer is going to be good. Mason Needles has 11. First points of this quarter for the Wolverines, 48-20, but backcourt pressure. It's to Stirrup, front court now together, 2-on-1 Bluehawk. Gary will drive, put up a runner, shot short, no good, rebounded by Jeffries. Jeffries out of pass to Sherman. Hayden Sherman quickly into the front court for the Wolverines with 4:20 to go, tipped out of bounds by Seeley. The pass deflected by Dalton Seeley. It hit Coach Tim Barada of the Wolverines. He stood on the sidelines, and no problem, everybody's okay. One of the hazards of coaching, the ball's going to fly in your direction every once in a while. Pryor with the basketball for the Wolverines, now to Sam Neumeyer. The Wolverines now call the play, again, being pretty deliberate here. Now Neumeyer will give it up to Needles. Needles' 17-footer is going to be short. Rebound by Seeley. Newhawks play solid defense down the stretch. They're going to be fine and make some free throws. They have a 21-point lead, and we're halfway through the fourth quarter. Joe Ryan with it, guarded by Sherman. Bounce pass top of the key to Zach Stirrup. Will just hold it there, and the defense doesn't come out. He can hold it as long as he wants. Let 5 second count start. To Schwenka, to Steely, left baseline. Thanks to no big hurry here. Don't need to be. Up by 21. Get it to Schwenka. Wing for 3. Rolls out of there. No good. The rebound by Neumeyer. Sam Neumeyer with 3.5 minutes to play front court for the Wolverines. In the lane, and a blocking foul called on the Blue Hawks. Joe Ryan. Ryan didn't get there in time, picks up his third, the blocking foul, 15 foul on the Blue Hawks. Back into the game with his 4 fouls, Michael Flans, the sophomore for the Wolverines. Going out is going to be Jeffrey stays on the floor. Flans does come in, Neumeyer stays out there for the Wolverines. Lob into Mason Needles. Needles with the basketball to Neumeyer, behind the screen, takes the 3, going to be off there, no good, Seeley clears. It's been one and done on the offensive end for the Wolverines. Not had their offensive rebounding totals, but they don't have many. Seeley has the basketball on the baseline. Lost control of it, stolen out of there by Pryor. Blue Hawks turn it over. Andrew Pryor with the steal there with 3:03 to go. gets Neumeier, goes to the baseline, puts up a runner and a whistle. Now going to be calling Bo Schwenka. This will be a two-shot situation for Sam Neumeier. Sam with 13 in the game at 7 in the second quarter, another 4 in the third. He leads the way with 13. That's a 16 foul, but Neumeier's going to shoot 2 here. Just the second on Schwenka. Neumeier to shoot 2 in the hole. 48-28, Blue Hawks by 20 with 3:01 to go. 14 for Neumeier. He's the son of the assistant coach of the Wolverines. Second free throw is going to be no good. Rebounded by Gettert. Dave Neumeier is the assistant coach, and this is his son, Sam, and this is the second half, 14. It's 48-28. Sealy has them all, tries to save it, and does before it goes out of bounds to Schwenka. Now to Ryan. 2:45 to go. Stirrup deep in the left corner. Zach double team there. And a whistle and a timeout. Kevin Asher on the near sideline, so we'll take one. With 2:43 to go in the ballgame, St. Cecilia 48, Wilbur Claytonia 28, back in 30 seconds.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
48-28, St. Cecilia with a comfortable 20-point lead, 2:43 to go. Wolverines have played pretty well in this game. They were in the ball game to the third quarter, 28-20. Since that point, St. Cecilia on a 20-8 run, about the lead from 8 up to 20. St. Cecilia is led by as many as 23 at 48-25 this quarter. How quickly the Blue Hawks can strike. 19 for Zach Stirrup, 13 for Bo Schwenka, 10 for Dalton Sealy, and St. Cecilia going to slow things up here. They're not going to shoot unless it gets a layup or they're fouled going to the hoop here because they're going to slow things up. There's a pass deflected off Stirrup, but it goes to Ryan. To Schwenka, back to Ryan. 2:22 to go and the clock continues to run. 16 fouls in this half on the Wolverines, so they trying to double-team Gettert. Pass underneath to Stirrup. He will drive and misses short shot from 5 feet. Rebounded by Jeffries. 2:08 to go. Front court, it's Pryor. Zach had an open lane. He decided not to dunk it and missed the easy shot. Needles from 15 will roll in the hole. Mason Needles with 13. And it's 48-30. Pressure in the backcourt. Front court now, it's Ryan. Ryan to Sealy. We'll turn it back out to Stirrup. Now to Schwenka with 1:45 to go. Now to Sealy. Sealy in the lane. A runner from 5 will be in the hole. We'll see if it counts. He was fouled in the play. Basket will count. Dalton Sealy, that shot will count. Sealy will go to the free throw line. Haven't put the points on the board. We thought that Mr. Brian Shaw indicated the shot was good, and it is. So it is 50-30. And Sealy will go to the line to shoot one here. Andrew Pryor picks up his third foul. Sealy's free throw is up, and it is good. 13 for Sealy. And it's 51-30, so a three-point play there for Dalton Sealy. Lead 21 with 1:38 to go in his fourth and final quarter. The ball to Andrew Pryor, gets the screen, takes the three in the hole. Andrew Pryor for three. He has 51-33. Blue Hawks in the backcourt, pressure by the Wolverines. And Sealy, a swing of travel. Blue Hawks turn it over for the 11th time. It'll be Wolverines basketball, 1:26 to go, 51-33, St. Cecilia. Neumeier to inbound, does to Andrew Pryor. Pryor with the basketball. To Michael Flans. Flans to the Wolverines. Stirrup guarding him. Michael with the basketball. Bounce pass inside to Sherman. Tipped away and grabbed by Stirrup. Turnover on the Wolverines. Stirrup has it in the backcourt. One dribble gives it up to Philip Hamburger, who's in there to help at the guard position for St. Cecilia. Now to Schwenka. 1 minute to play in the ballgame. St. Cecilia will win its 21st game of the year and advance to the district championship on the Wolverines and Wilbur Claytonia. And St. Cecilia takes a timeout. Are going to fall to 20-3 here. We'll take a timeout with 55.5 seconds to go in the ballgame. St. Cecilia 51, Wilbur Claytonia 33, back in 30 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Welcome back to York High School. We have 55.5 seconds to go in St. Cecilia with the lead at 51-33, and the Blue Hawks will get their 21st win of the year in advance to the district championship game on Monday night. They'll play the winner of tonight's David City and Centennial game. That game had an 8 o'clock start for tonight in Seward. Both those teams 15-7, and the Blue Hawks will have a date with one of those two Monday night in the district championship with the state tournament trip on the line. Hamburger inbounds to Jordan Consbrook, who's on the floor for the Blue Hawks. Now to Hamburger, double team, passes tip. Goes into the backcourt, stolen out there by Needles. He will drive, shoot, and score. Mason Needles with the field goal. And a foul going to be called on St. Cecilia. Phillip Hamburger went up trying to block that shot, hit the backboard, and fouled on the play. And Phillip hit the backboard with his hand, his right hand. He's in a bit of pain out there. But the foul on the play is Needles scored to make it 51-35. Hamburger went up, fouled, and also hit the backboard with his right hand. As Coach Tim Baran is going to clear that bench for the Clayton Wolverines. They're setting up the white flag with 46 seconds to go. But they gave a great effort here tonight and had it within 8 points in the third quarter against the two-time defending state champions. But they're going to send in the rest of the guys. Foster's Lab, a 5'11 freshman. Free throw up and good. So Needles completes a three-point play. He has 16 to lead the way. And he is out of the ballgame with 16 tonight for the Wolverines. As again, only three players have scored for the Wolverines. 16 for Needle, 14 for Daniel Neumeyer, and 6 for Andrew Pryor. St. Cecilia with the ball, and they have Simon Ostrand in the game. Chase Bassett out there. Matt Kissinger back in the game with 32 seconds to go. Kissinger has it. Also on the floor is Jordan Consbrook, Phillip Hamburger, Ostrander now to Bassett. 25 seconds to play, and St. Cecilia with a 15-point lead. And the Blue Hawks will advance to the district championship game. The pass deflected and stolen. The St. Cecilia turns it over. Grant Rogers, a 6-foot junior on the steal there with 12 seconds to go. Phillip Goodwin, the senior, has the ball for the Wolverines with 6 seconds to go. Shoot the ball, guys. There's your chance. 5 seconds to go. Throw it up. The ball game is not over. Foster's Lab will shoot the shot. It's partially deflected. That's the end of the ball game. And St. Cecilia wins at 51-36, the Blue Hawks in a battle tonight, but have a good run in the third quarter of play, turning an 8-point lead into an 18-point lead at the end of three quarters, and St. Cecilia goes on to win it by the score of 51-36 over Wilbur Claytonia. We'll talk about this basketball game in 90 seconds.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Stop by the Coin Center in downtown Hastings at 115 North Denver. The Coin Center is your headquarters for coin collecting, selling coins, coin supplies, coin folders, and reference books. If you don't see what you're looking for, special orders are no problem. The Coin Center is always interested in buying your coins, tokens, and paper money. Think you have a rare coin? They do appraisals too. Open Monday through Saturday 10 to 5. Call 462-6467 or stop at the Coin Center, 115 North Denver in downtown Hastings.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Okay, welcome back to York High School. This basketball game is over in this Class C1 Sub-District 6 championship game, and the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks advanced to the district championship game with a 51-36 victory over the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines tonight. A pretty good basketball game here tonight. Again, St. Cecilia's lead was only 28-20 about 3 minutes into the third quarter of play, but St. Cecilia goes on a 15-5 run to end the third quarter, led by 18 after three and wanted by 15, 51-36. Zach Sturb with a great effort tonight for St. Cecilia at 19 points using that 6'10 frame, and the idea, of course, for the Blue Hawks, get it inside. They did early to him. He had eight in the first quarter, ended up with 19, had four or five blocks in the ball game, and a lot of rebounds also. So Zach Sturp and the Blue Hawks used their height there and inside strength to win this basketball game. Got good three-point shooting also from Bo Schwenke, who was four out of six from the three-point arc, I believe, and had 13 on the night. Dalton Seeley also with 13. St. Cecilia, in fact, never trailed in the game. Led 14-5 after one, 26-15 at halftime. St. Cecilia's lead then cut to 28-20 in the third quarter. But over the final 5 minutes or so of period number three, St. Cecilia outscores Wilbur Claytonia by 15-5, led 43-25 after three, got the lead up to its largest of the night at 48-25 early in the fourth, and St. Cecilia goes on to win at 51-36. So the Blue Hawks never trailed, but they certainly were tested here tonight against a good athletic team, a patient team on offense for the Wolverines. They wanted to be close at the end to give themselves a chance to win, but that third quarter run when they were within eight by the Blue Hawks was the ignition St. Cecilia needed to go on and win it, 51-36. Zach Sturb with 19 to lead the way for St. Cecilia. Bo Schwenke with 13. Again, four threes for Bo tonight. 13 for Dalton Seeley. 3 points for Paul Gettert and three for Joe Ryan. So five Blue Hawks score. St. Cecilia, 26 first half points, 25 in the second. They're 7 out of 11 from the free throw line. Turn it over unofficially 11 times in the game and score 51. For the Wolverines tonight, only three players scored for Wilbur Claytonia. 16 for Mason Needles, 14 for Sam Neumeier, and 6 for Andrew Pryor tonight. So only three players score for the Wolverines. They have 15 first-half points, 21 in the second. And St. Cecilia outscoring the Wolverines 26-15 in the first, 25-21 in the second, and St. Cecilia wins it by 15, 51-36, as the Blue Hawks go to 21-1 on the year. They've won 16 games in a row, and they are into the district championship game next Monday night. They'll play the winner of tonight's David City and Centennial game on Monday night at a site and time to be determined tomorrow when these two schools get together and decide where they would like to play and the times, and they'll get set up, and we'll let you know first thing tomorrow when we find that out. But then the winner, of course, Monday moves on to the Class B1 state basketball tournament. For the Claytonia Wolverines, a valiant effort tonight. They just didn't have the inside strength. They had no offensive rebounding here tonight. St. Cecilia controlling the board, and the Blue Hawks and the Wolverines, only their third loss of the year. They are 20-3. Again, they were in eighth place in the point standings coming into tonight, so it certainly does not look like they will have much of a chance to advance as a wild card in Class C1. So the season probably over for Wilbur Claytonia, but what a season it was, 20 wins and 3 losses. They make the state tournament last year in C2, but it looks like they will end at 20-3 this basketball season. But St. Cecilia up to 21-1 and 16 wins in a row. Well, that will do it for the play-by-play portion of things, but stay tuned. We've got a lot more to come here from York High School. The Player of the Game program is up next, and then the coach's post-game show with Coach Kevin Asher of St. Cecilia. The final score in this Class C1 Sub-District 6 championship game, the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks 51, the Wilbur Claytonia Wolverines 36. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game show is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
And now we head back to the gym for the Player of the Game on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to York High School. St. Cecilia wins the sub-district championship over Wilbur Claytonia, 51-36. St. Cecilia led tonight by Zach Sturp in points with 19, 13 apiece for Bo Schwenke and Dalton Seeley. A great night on the boards for Zach Sturp. Also, I believe, at least four blocks on the night also for Zach Sturp. So he uses that 6'10 frame, and he played a heck of a ball game for the Blue Hawks, of course. Alters shots and comes over for help defense. He had a real good night, leading the team with 19. 13 for Seeley, 13 for Schwenke. We'll name our player of the game right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Welcome back to York High School. Our player of the game tonight, we're going to give it to Zach Sturp, 19 points, and coach might have a number of rebounds and block shots tonight. I think Zach had at least four block shots, and he probably had double digits on the rebounding too, but led the way in scoring with 19, just a presence all over the floor tonight for St. Cecilia. So the 6'10 junior Zach Sturp will be our St. Cecilia player of the game in the Blue Hawks 51-36 victory over Wilbur Claytonia here tonight. Stay tuned. Coach's post-game show is up next.
You've been listening to The Player of the Game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's post-game show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Stop by the Coin Center in downtown Hastings at 115 North Denver. The Coin Center is your headquarters for coin collecting, selling coins, coin supplies, coin folders, and reference books. If you don't see what you're looking for, special orders are no problem. The Coin Center is always interested in buying your coins, tokens, and paper money. Think you have a rare coin? They do appraisals too. Open Monday through Saturday 10 to 5. Call 462-6467 or stop at the Coin Center, 115 North Denver in downtown Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Back at York High School, Coach Kevin Asher joins us, the coach of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. The Blue Hawks win it tonight 51-36 over Wilbur Claytonia and move on to the district championship game next Monday night, win number 21 for the Blue Hawks. Coach, congratulations, especially to the guys. And I know one of the things we talked about in the pregame. Solid team effort again, but Zach really had a great night, and your ball club got tested tonight, but came through pretty well.
You're going to get tested this time of the year. That target is there. The fact that you're in a sub-district final, we're going to get tested, and you're right about Zach Sturp. We challenged him a little bit in the locker room before the game, just told him to come out and be a force, and I thought he really was the difference in the game. You know, he chained shots on the defensive end, blocked four or five shots, then he goes down and gets 19 points, and he missed a couple of easies, or he'd probably have been, around that 25 mark. No doubt he had, four or five assists on those three-pointers from Seeley and Schwenke, too. So definitely he was possessed, and we need to have that the rest of the season.
The basketball team, Coach, made some other things. Did anything surprise you tonight coming into this game from Wilbur Claytonia? They were very patient on offense, kind of expected that they had to get out of that in the second half, but the key part of the game with that 15-5 run to end the third quarter. They were patient all the way up through, but so your defense had to be patient, but they were for the most part.
Yeah, I think we were, looking at all the teams that we play, and there's a lot of different styles, but I think the patient style must be the way that we're getting scouted because, they just really were patient on offense, and then it's so key to be efficient. And, once in a while you can get frustrated if you miss a layup or you think you got fouled or something silly happens at one end. All of a sudden, their patience really pays off. And they stayed right in the game there for about two and a half quarters. And then, when we got it to 20, 22-point lead, I thought our kids, were really in a comfort zone, which, you know, you never want to be satisfied, but, you know, they really did a nice job of just finishing out the basketball game. And Wilbur is a very good basketball team. I don't know if they have a shot in the wild card, but, you know, they're probably one of the top eight teams in the state. So, you know, they had a good team. They had a good game plan. It's just a matter of tonight we're a little bit better.
I know, Coach. I think they were eighth in the point standings coming into tonight, and those points you never know until the field is officially set. So they still have a shot, I would guess, but it might be tough on them. And of course, the Blue Hawks on to the district championship game on Monday. I know you expected to, Coach, and wanted to, but I mean, it was one and done tonight for the Wolverines on the offensive end. You controlled the board. You were expected to do that and hope to do that, but you still have to go out and execute it. You still have to work hard to rebound, and your kids sure did a great job of that tonight.
Yeah, and our key on both ends was inside the paint. I mean, defensively, we really wanted to limit that, and I thought we contested the shots pretty good. I thought against Fairbury, they got some wide-open looks tonight. They got one wide-open look, and that was off of a great set play coming out of the halftime. So, you know, you've got to understand that a lot of people don't understand. Our kids work pretty hard defensively, and to guard, you know, that type of team again, you've got to make sure you don't give them anything. You got to give up something, you know, and you don't give them anything in the paint. You don't give them any second shots, you have a pretty good chance of winning.
The basketball team, I know their defense changed up maybe between the first and second quarter in the ball game. You were going inside out in that second quarter, going inside, of course, the first quarter to try to shut that down. But so your team did a good job passing the ball all tonight, Coach, offensively, to find that open man, because you had to be patient at times on offense too tonight. They did a good job on the passing game tonight.
We did. We didn't move as well as I thought we could, but some of that had to do with the looseness of their defense. That loose, saggy man-to-man, sometimes your screening angles are a lot different than they are when the guys are a little tighter to you. But, you know, I was proud of the way our kids moved the basketball unselfishly and found the open shot. And that's a lot about, you know, the team. They've just had that unselfish attitude the whole season, and you know, hopefully that just keeps carrying on.
Well, it's that wonderful time of year, tournament time, Coach. It's time to enjoy this tonight, but go home and get some rest for all these guys, and back at it tomorrow, because you're not going to have much time, of course, this time of year to get ready for David City or Centennial. They had an 8 o'clock start tonight, so we know what's going on there. So later start there, but that'll be one of those two on Monday night. You just got to get tape on them and go starting tomorrow, don't you? Work this weekend, don't you? Not much time to get ready, but you have to be come Monday night.
No, and we'll really demand out of our kids the next couple of days due to the fact that, you know what, they've got about an 8-day break then, where they'll just practice and get themselves ready if they're fortunate enough to win a ball game on Monday night. So, you know, they can be tired when they're old like I am, and then right now they just they need the mental rest, get a little bit of energy back in them Saturday, and hopefully be ready to play. You know, this time of the year, the kids just understood. One of the boys, I think it was Zach, said, hey, they made us earn it in the locker room, and you're right. You don't get anything given to you. There's not going to be any blowouts this time of the year, you know, but we're happy with where we're at, and obviously it's Monday night now.
And the ball club has faced many, many challenges this year. I'm sure, Coach, they'll be ready to go Monday night, and they know another challenge is coming up Monday night. But the good thing about that is the opportunity is there. You want that opportunity. You give yourself an opportunity to play Monday and a chance to go back to state tournament.
Yeah, that district championship means a lot to the senior class. They want to take one home for their efforts and so forth. And all of our kids, you know, it just goes back to, you know, we have 15 guys right now that practice with this varsity group, and our scout team, probably I don't say enough about those kids. You know, all the other kids get all the accolades, and our scout team gets pounded every time we go out there, and we had to set up some of this stuff that Wilbur was trying to do tonight, and, you know, that's a hard role to play, but I'll guarantee you they'll be there with us, you know, if we can get a victory on Monday night, be down there in Lincoln.
All right, Coach, congratulations again, especially to the guys. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully this weekend. Get ready for one of the next two, next one Monday night, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Blaine.
Kevin Asher, boys basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. They win it 51-36 tonight. We'll take our timeout and wrap things up here at York High School right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
St. Cecilia 51, Wilbur Claytonia 36 as we wrap things up here at York High School in this Class C1 Sub-District 6 Championship game. St. Cecilia now 21-1 on the year. They advance to the district title game this coming month against the winner of tonight's Centennial and David City game. And again, the site and the time to school get together tomorrow, and the activities directors get together and they decide where they can want to play, would like to play, kind of try and find a place about halfway between both locations of the schools and set up a time and see if that school will host it and go from there. But we'll let you know as soon as we find out. We'll have the basketball game on the radio for you on Monday night. St. Cecilia led by Zach Stirrups, 19, 13 for Dalton Seeley, 13 for Bo Schwenke. St. Cecilia never trailed. They did have a 28-20 lead in the third quarter as the Wolverines are right in the ball game, but St. Cecilia goes on a 15-5 run the final 5 minutes of the third quarter, led by 18 going into the fourth, won it by 15, 51-36. Other basketball finals tonight, high school basketball, the girls' season over for Hastings High. They lost their B5 district semifinal to Lexington, the top seed, 51-35. St. Cecilia girls close at 4-16. In that C2 sub-district 9 boys title game at St. Cecilia tonight in C2, it was Ravenna in overtime beating Blue Hill 47-42. Maybe the Bobcats can get in there as a wild card. We'll see. Ravenna wins in overtime 47-42. Quarterfinal round of the GPAC College Tournament at Hastings College tonight in the women's game. Lady Broncos, number one in the nation, roll over Sioux Falls 76-49. They'll be in the semifinals at home on Saturday. At halftime of the men's game, Hastings College leads Dort. The Broncos up 44-25 at halftime and have the lead there by almost 20 at halftime. Hastings College can win there. They'll be playing Saturday also in the semifinals, and that's site to be determined on the outcome of the Sioux Falls game as it's going on tonight. So if Bronco women will be at home Saturday, the men could be at home or on the road if the Broncos can hold on to that big lead at halftime in the men's game. Basketball for you tomorrow night on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio, as the St. Cecilia Hawkettes play for a district championship and a trip to the Class C1 Girls State Tournament as they will take on Milford at Aurora. That'll be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:45 on 1230 KHAS Radio. We'll have a Class C2 district championship game for the girls on our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 FM, as Blue Hill will be taking on Cambridge. That championship game at Minden, it's also at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, pregame at 6:50 on The Breeze tomorrow night. Well, St. Cecilia goes to 21-1 on the year with a sub-district championship win tonight over Wilbur Claytonia, 51-36. The Wolverines at 20-3 on the season. So that will do it from York High School. And for our good friends back home, we appreciate you listening, and we'll see what happens Monday night for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Again, the final score is St. Cecilia 51, the Wilbur Claytonia 36. For Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.